bring it back.
The new Hot 101.5. Blown off on The Miguel Show.
Cupid's little arrow is coming straight through you on the computer screen. Oh. And Alyssa, that's how you met William, is through OkCupid?
It sure did.
Okay, so tell us about your first date and where did you all end up going after meeting on OkCupid?
Well, we met in between where both of us live. So we went to Newport Richey and had dinner. It was really nice. Mm-hmm. And definitely afterward, we went sort of walking around on the waterfront and went to Catches. So it was really nice. Mm-hmm. Good drinks, good conversation, good dinner. After we had dinner and we were talking about everything that was going on, that I had had a really difficult breakup just recently. And I wanted to make sure that my next relationship, everything was in order. And I really like being in a relationship, but I want to make sure that the things that I'm looking for are the same things that he's looking for.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm very upfront about everything.
Well, I think that's wonderful, though.
No. I mean, here's what I've learned in my experience, Alyssa, is when you're upfront on the first date, it kind of freaks people out, even though you do have that intention.
To be honest with somebody?
And right. What? What is that?
Because people get intimidated. It happened so much to me when I was dating.
Ugh.
I have a feeling.
That's because it's the internet. I'm telling you. That's why I wanted to make sure that everything was right. And
right.
His profile looked exactly what I was looking for.
I feel so bad for you, Alyssa. I have a feeling this is going to be why he's blown you off. Well, let's get him on the phone.
Yeah, please.
So we can find out exactly why. We'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5. All the hits, fewer commercials.
Go! Bring it back!
The new Hot 101.5. Blown off on The Miguel Show.
Alyssa met William through OkCupid. Then they met in Newport Richey, went to dinner, and then walked on the waterfront, had some drinks. It was a wonderful, wonderful time. But I have a feeling that William has blown Alyssa off because she was too upfront. Mm. But well, let's find out. Are you ready for us to get him on the phone, Alyssa?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here's the thing. You stay quiet while we get him on the phone so Miguel and I can get down to the bottom of why he actually did blow you off, okay?
Okay. Hello?
Hi, is this William?
Yeah, this is.
Hey, William, this is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and The Miguel Show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I know this sounds really crazy right now, but we have a couple of questions.
Well, we have a friend in common, actually, William. Her name's Alyssa, and she was telling me that she went out with you recently up in Newport Richey, but she hasn't heard from you. So I was just trying to actually get a hold of you and figure out what's been going on. I mean, is it intentional? Is it not? Because I want to give you the benefit of the doubt, but she wants to know, you know, why she hasn't heard from you.
All right. Right off the bat, she's very abrasive and kind of borderline inappropriate.
Really?
Actually, crossed the border. Yeah, she crossed the border into complete inappropriate. Yeah, at the very beginning.
What did she do?
Yeah, what was so inappropriate?
I mean, before we even got our drink, she was already asking me about my income and my 401k, my credit score.
Oh.
There's
a reason why.
Cereal or
there's a reason why.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Alyssa. William, we actually have Alyssa on the phone right now. So let's clear this up. Alyssa, why are you asking so much private information on the first date?
Well, I like to consider myself somewhat of a financial dominatrix.
Oh.
Like, I know where the money should go. I know where it should be spent. I know how it should be spent. I know what should be invested.
What the
and
hell is
honestly,
that?
Honestly, I consider myself.
There you guys go.
Okay, but I mean,
what do you mean? There you go. If you obviously you haven't been in a relationship with somebody who was able to take control of the finances and guide it the way it's supposed to be.
My finances are just fine, everyone. I just want to make that for the record.
Well, you don't know that. No,
this is dinner, guys. Welcome to our dinner.
I appreciate that she's a lady who knows what she wants. I mean,
but that's a little bit too much. I mean, can't you wait until the second or third date, Alyssa, to get so in-depth with your dominatrix?
Why would you wait for that? Because I'm telling you, that is one of the biggest problems that's going on in America right now.
True.
People do not know how to put their money.
Alyssa, when you are being a financial dominatrix, Do you use a whip when you're looking at his bank account or moving around his stocks and bonds?
Okay, now you're just being silly. No, I don't. Of course I don't. That's ridiculous. I just tell
him. That's ridiculous.
I come from both of my parents are in finance. My dad has a double major of finance and math. He knows everything when it comes to definitely investing.
Listen, Alyssa can dominate my finances any day. I'm down.
I can help you, I'm telling you.
Yay!
Blown off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app, free for your iPhone or Android.